The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
All of you well aware now, families up and down this country dealing with the most horrific of circumstances at the moment, because it was a truly traumatic weekend on the Irish roads and an August bank holiday weekend just around the corner, which we know Gardaí are always very concerned about. We're going to speak to the Gardaí a little bit later on the show. Leo Leggio is with me now, though. He's the Vice President of the Irish Road Victims Association. Leo, thank you as always for speaking to us. Unfortunately, often in these circumstances, I mean, there'll be people listening to this thinking, how do we keep finding ourselves in this situation?
Yeah, it seems to be every week we're having this conversation, isn't it? It's so sad that people just, I don't know whether they don't care or they just don't think they're immune, they're super drivers. You know, it's absolutely disgraceful that this is still going on. It's so sad.
It is so sad, and it's a kind of a situation that you'd be able to empathise, obviously, with people over. And I often think of the families like yourselves the other weekend and how kind of this would be the defining feature of their lives, what happened at the weekend. I think about everything as before it happened and after it happened. It's just so awful to countenance. And at the same time, kind of the conversation kind of quickly moves on to how do we stop it happening again and reduce the amount of families having to deal with it next weekend.
We have to get stronger, Kieran. I know I've heard you on before about when we're talking about Dublin Smith penalty points, you don't see the point in it because you could drive one end of the country to the other and not see a guard. But the sad fact is there's 13,000 people caught every month speeding. And those are just the ones that are getting caught. And 1,500 every month using their mobile phones. About 650 DUIs. Now, you watch this bank holiday weekend. The Gardaí have come out and said they're going to have in full force. And you'll see the number of people that will still ignore it, and they will still get caught, and the numbers will be even more. And if they're not going to listen, for the love of God, that something has to be done. The enforcement has to be pushed up. Like, there's no way you're not going to have a Gardaí on every kilometre of the road. So the penalty, the deterrent has to be there, and the only way I can see that deterrent is with tougher penalty points.
Yeah, no, it's a fair point.
You have the bad weather. We've had a terrible summer this summer, and I see it going up and down. I drive up and down from Blessington, from Baldyglass to Dublin, and even on the Nice Road and the M50. Atrocious weather, and people are still driving to that 100 kilometres an hour because it says on the sign I can drive at 100 kilometres an hour, so I'm okay driving 100 kilometres an hour, and they're not. And they have a crash and they blame it on the road conditions. You know what I mean? So people are just, there's no sense, they just don't care. And I've heard you saying it before, and I agree with you. Why are they still manufacturing cars that can go double the speed limit when the limit across Europe is 120 to 130 kilometres an hour, bar Germany, bar the autobahns.
The phone use you mentioned as well, Leo, and the amount of people getting caught on a phone. Yeah. I mean, however difficult it is to nab people when they happen to be speeding, it's even harder to kind of catch them on the phone, and yet people are caught.
Yeah.
And I wonder, do we underestimate that impact? I know we acknowledge it, but, you know, smartphones are not new anymore. They're around 15 years. But what's kind of new, and I'm not sure we appreciate it, is that now the generation of young drivers in their early 20s, they're the first generation who grew up with these, and they're the first generation driving cars who live so much of their lives through their phone.
And
that has to have an impact.
It does. And it's not only the young people. Like, I've seen a woman in a Mercedes and ran there a couple of weeks ago with her phone in her hand, in a Mercedes. Like, surely she has a hands-free. Like, she was talking on her phone, never mind texting. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're caught texting on your phone, you get an immediate ban, because there's no explanation, there's no reason for you to be texting on your phone. No reason whatsoever when you're in the car. So I'm all for doubling penalty points, increasing the penalties, and even if it's just a temporary measure to get these numbers back, because look, we're going to be looking at 200 families this Christmas.
Yeah.
Let's face the facts. Let's forget about the numbers. Let's look at the people. Look at their faces. Look at these young people. 200 people are going to be missing their Christmas dinner this year. At least, if we keep going the way we're going. And I'm telling you now, those families have lost people this week. They're in shock. They're just numb. They have no clue what's going on around them. And it'll be like that for the next couple of months. And no matter, you know, the people who tell them, don't worry, time will heal, time will heal. Go for counselling. It won't heal. It will not heal. 19 years later after Marcia died, and I still see that. We all see that. That suffering will never go away. And it's not just close family, it's family and friends as well. And it's sad that people just can't take this message on board. But the love of God just flowed. And what is it with this lust for speed that we have? You know, it's just... Get out of the habit. I've heard people slow, if the cars were all limited to a certain speed, there'd be frustration. But there wouldn't be frustration. If you're parking only... If you can only drive at 70 kilometres an hour and the car in front of you is 70 kilometres an hour, you won't have that frustration because you know you can't get past it. The frustration is there because you can go double the speed limit and you know you can drive faster than him and get past them.
Yeah.
So...
Oh no! Look, I do you know, and you acknowledge it. I can't understand it, and I know people say 120 kilometer an hour speed limit on a car still means you can drive down a Boreen at 120. I accept that, but what I don't accept is, and I know I've said this before, but I'll say it again. I mean, if cars had always had speed limiters and you couldn't break the speed limit, there's no way anybody would suggest let's get rid of speed limiters and allow cars to go double the speed limit, but instead we'll have an honour system and we'll just ask people not to do it. There's no way in God's green earth you'd introduce that.
But do you be on a new thing now, this from December 17th July, I think it was, that all new cars must have this intelligent speed assist, which means when it comes to the area, the car will slow down. But you can actually override that by just pressing harder on the pedal. Like, what's the point in that?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one. You know, there's this other idea, Leo, as well, and it's a version of the broken window theory, which is, you know, you leave a window kind of smashed on a street and you don't fix it and it kind of has a cascading effect and you come back a few years later and the whole street has deteriorated. And the road traffic version is you let people away with little offences, kind of parking driving into the yellow box at a junction and parking on double yellow lines and going through orange lights. And you kind of turn a blind eye to all of that and there's a cascading effect.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that we need to get serious about all of that stuff as well.
We do. The courts have to start getting serious and stop handing out suspended sentences and slaps on the wrist. People have to know if they break the law. They're breaking the law and they're putting people's lives at risk and they're going to pay the penalty. They have to pay the penalty. Because if they don't pay the penalty, it's the likes of you or me or our families, our children are going to pay the penalty. And who wants that? The technology is there. The government should be supplying the Gardaí with the technology, and the technology should be put in the cars. Like, there's alcohol interlocking devices. I heard Minister Lawless during the week talking about a program for reteaching people that are caught dangerous driving, or had they had to do a course. I was involved in that with a chap called Gary Doggett a few years back, and it was only one or two judges that were assisting him, and then it just fell by the wayside as well. Even the likes of that there can help. The interlocking devices, they should be in all new cars, but if you have to blow into the car before it will start, and if you have alcohol in the car won't start, that will solve the drink driving.
We're going to speak to the Minister a little bit later about some of these issues, and I mentioned the Gardaí, we'll chat to them as well, because I know they're often concerned and have campaigns around bank holiday weekends, which we're facing into, so they'll be particularly concerned after the weekend just gone.
You'll hear yourself clear on, even with some of the texts you're probably getting in now, and you'll hear it all the time. The majority of people agree with all these increasing penalty points, reducing speed limits, but you'll have the minority of coming up and making all these stupid excuses. And who do we listen? Who do people listen? Who do those in power listen to? They listen to the minority. They're not listening to the majority of people. What the majority of people want. The majority of people want safer roads. They want our children to be able to walk across the street and not worry about getting plowed out of their runners.
Yeah. That's a stark way of putting it, but necessary. Leo Leggio, Vice President of the Irish Road Victims Association. Leo, thanks as always for speaking to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.